If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1037. Something Beats Nothing by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hello, happy Saturday. I hope your weekend's off to a great start. And welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs. Now, we have 5 shows covering a bunch of topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in any podcast app to find them. I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Something Beats Nothing by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. I recently shared some tips about training around a busy schedule. Within that entry, I stressed the idea that doing something is better than nothing. Unfortunately, while few would argue against that statement, many readers seem to be struggling to accept and embrace the concept. I've received numerous emails from individuals who are frustrated by their inability to do everything they'd like. Between work, family, school, and other responsibilities, many people can't find enough time to accomplish each of their goals. With that in mind, I believe a follow-up entry is needed. Do what you can. As a business owner, father, and coach, I know all about busy schedules. The days literally fly by. There's never enough time to get everything done. I don't view the chaos as a problem, though. While my younger self was often stressed about time, I've grown to accept and appreciate my reality. I'm okay with the fact that I can't always do everything I'd like. I would rather be busy than have nothing to do. So, while I'd gladly work out for hours upon hours if I could, I'm aware that I don't need so much time to be healthy, strong, and vibrant. Unfortunately, recognizing the potential of something over nothing is easier than applying the concept when needed. Many hardworking people have an all-or-nothing mentality. If they can't do 100% of the job, they often struggle to do anything. They don't understand that even the shortest somethings will accumulate much faster than the most well-thought nothings. Quote, don't let your inability to do everything stop you from doing anything. End quote. Life is hectic. Deal with it. As much as I try to plan my days, I never know what the next day will bring. For instance, my daughter recently got sick in the middle of the night. I naturally woke up to help and found myself awake for several hours afterward. I couldn't fall asleep, and when I did, I accidentally slept through my early morning workout time. By the time I woke up, I had to rush to get ready for work. I worked all day in a location where I couldn't squeeze in any exercise. I then went straight from work to the baseball field to coach my son at night. By the time we were done, the day was long gone. I wasn't done working, though, as I had to rush home to respond to an urgent message. I didn't finish until after 10 p.m. I was running out of time with another 5 a.m. wake-up plan for the next morning. I could have easily gone to sleep and been fine, but I enjoy exercise. It's part of who I am. Therefore, rather than hopping into bed, I opted to perform a few sets of push-ups and pull-ups. I went as hard as I could for 15 minutes. It might not sound like much, but I gave each set all that I had. I couldn't do everything that I wanted to, but I still did something. I went to bed feeling satisfied. I didn't beat myself up over what I couldn't do. Instead, I took comfort in what I could do. It felt great to push myself through 15 minutes of exercise, and I woke up feeling much better the next morning. You don't need everything. Contrary to what the internet might lead you to believe, you don't need to perform hundreds of different exercises to be healthy and strong. When it comes to fitness, the information age can be a double-edged sword. It's great to have access to so much material, but there is such a thing as information overload. You don't need to perform every exercise known to man to become a stronger version of yourself. Many of the strongest people in the world focus the bulk of their training towards a small number of exercises. They know what works and never stray too far from the basics. They don't seek out endless variations for each muscle group or movement. Busy people can learn from their example. When time is limited, perform a few compound movements and don't stress about your inability to target each of the hundreds of skeletal muscles that exist within the body. Final thoughts. Assuming you live to see another day, you'll get another chance to do the things that you couldn't do today. What you won't get is another chance to do something instead of nothing once today has passed. So, even if today only allows for a few sets of exercises, you'll become a better version of yourself by working diligently for a small block of time. Rather than complaining about what you can't do, embrace what you can. Something beats nothing. You just listened to the post titled "Something Beats Nothing" by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Oh, I could totally relate to this idea. I definitely have an all or nothing mentality. Well, if I don't have 45 minutes to work out, what's the point? And I like working out, and I'm an expert on exercise physiology, and I still think that way. So please don't blame yourself if you think that way too. It's totally understandable. But what I do is I end up arguing with myself. I end up realizing that, hey, you're thinking all or nothing here. Time to change that. So I take a deep breath and ask myself, well, what can I do? Can I squeeze in a 10-minute workout, 5 minutes, 7 minutes? Even that I know will make me feel better. It will make me feel more accomplished. I know I'm always happier and feel more proud of myself when I can squeeze in even a quick workout. Could I, for example, run 1 mile as fast as I can? That should take less than 10 minutes and then say, I'm done for today. That was enough. And in fact, Ross was talking about basic compound movements. He said those are kind of the core of the workout, and many trainers and professionals stick to those basics. And in fact, some of the trainers over at Mark Twight's gym, Jim Jones, love the basics so much, they've created a routine called the Holy Trinity. Now, in case you're not familiar with Mark Twight or his gym, Jim Jones, you might recognize the guys from the movie 300. Or Henry Cavill as the Man of Steel. Well, you could say that Mark Twight was basically responsible for their impressive physiques. And one of his trainers came up with this idea of the Holy Trinity, which involves three compound movements. And the movements, I guarantee you've heard of, because they're a part of really any training routine. They include push-ups, squats, just using your body weight, and dips. Basic, right? The goal is to perform anywhere from 5 to 10 repetitions of each move within a set period of time. So if you only have 30 minutes to work out, what you would do is you would perform 5 to 10 repetitions of push-ups, squats just using your body weight, and dips, and then perform those every minute on the minute for 30 minutes total. And I guarantee, I've done this routine many times before, you will be tired at the end of 30 minutes. But if you don't have 30 minutes, do the same routine, but for 10 minutes. Or do it for 7, 8, or 9 minutes. Either way, I guarantee you will feel tired afterwards. So again, there are creative ways to get in a fantastic workout, even with a limited amount of time. Sometimes you just need to jump in and do it. All right, that'll do it for me for today. Have a wonderful weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.